Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation engaged right now in a great struggle together with our allies in the Western Alliance and the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which is about to get some new members. We're engaged in a great struggle against an evil empire. Remember when Reagan called the Soviet Union an evil empire? And there were tons of people on the left who attacked President Reagan and did so with the old argument of moral equivalence, which made me sick at the time. And I spoke against it at the time. People would talk about the literally millions of people who had been imprisoned and tortured and victimized by Soviet communism. And then people say, oh, what about the American Indians? I mean, America's not so great. We can't speak out against the Soviet Union. And by the same token, we have today a phenomenon of some people, thank God, it is very much a minority, but some people in the Republican Party and in the Democratic Party as well, who have the same kind of idea of moral equivalence regarding this confrontation with Russia. You talk about Russia unprovoked invasion, totally pointless aggression. People say, well, what about America? America, we made trouble for them. We threatened them by having an open invitation, it seemed, for Ukraine to join NATO. Well, addressing this danger of moral equivalence arguments, and particularly in the context of the Ukraine, is Gabriel Schoenfeld, who Gabe Schoenfeld is a prominent commentator. He is an editor at the American Purpose. He previously served as a senior fellow at Hudson Institute and a senior advisor for the 2012 Mitt Romney campaign, and a columnist for USA Today and a senior editor at Commentary and more. Gabe, it's great to speak to you, and congratulations on a very important column.
Thank you. It's great to be back on the show. The last time I was on was 2004.
You're kidding.
No, I did the book about anti-Semitism, and you very kindly had me on to talk about it.
Well, again, I remember the book, and it's very important, and I follow your material, and of course, particularly with USA Today, where I also write. And, okay, this idea of moral equivalence with Ukraine, what you talk about is this is not entirely an isolated political fringe. This is a sort of a growing theme from some voices on the right and some voices on the left. What's the danger for the United States for arguments about moral equivalence between us and Russia today?
Well, I don't regard this as a great danger at the moment, because as you said in the setup, this is a small minority. But it's the voices that we should pay attention to who are basically against American assistance to Ukraine, constantly warning that if we provide Ukraine with weapons, it will lead to escalation and to nuclear war, which is, frankly, a rather preposterous argument. So I think we should certainly pay attention to these people. They are on both on the left and the right. I'd say the concentration now is more on the right side, but if you just count the numbers of Republicans voting for some of these measures, it's a Republican majority here that we're worried about.
Well, again, some of the people actually who voices that you mentioned say it's a fantasy and a dangerous fantasy to believe in a regime change in Russia. Isn't that a valid goal and hope for American policymakers?
I certainly think it's a valid goal and hope, and no party to the conflict has made Putin's departure a condition for a return to peace, which is also wise, because he can't. It's something we obviously have no control over, and he's not going to step down. So regime change is something we should all be in favor of, but it's not something that should be the goal of U.S. policy, or at least the spoken goal.
I had a caller earlier today who has relatives both in Russia and in Ukraine. And he asked a question, which I will ask you, Gabe, since you've written about this so well. How do you think this thing ends?
Well, it could end in a number of ways. It could be, first of all, a very long, grinding conflict on Ukraine's eastern and southern flank. Where there's the war of attrition of the kind we've been seeing ongoing since 2014 when Russia seized Crimea. There's been this state of conflict ever since. But it's also possible that the Russian army, which has been performing abysmally, could actually collapse if we arm the Ukrainians sufficiently. The Ukrainians are fighting with great skill and intelligence and bravery. The Russian army is an army of conscripts, of robots. It's a dictatorship, not a free country, and it's fighting like a dictatorship, which is very poorly. So there's a possibility of Russian military collapse.
And what happens then?
Then my crystal ball becomes cloudy at that point. But I would say that if that happens, Putin's future as a leader of Russia would be called into question. That kind of disaster would demand a kind of change at the top, I would think. But it's very dangerous to forecast events in Russia. It's dangerous to forecast in general.
And in terms of people proposing some kind of American guarantee of Ukrainian neutrality, some kind of negotiated settlement, that looks increasingly less likely, doesn't it?
Well, it does seem less likely, and it's something that really Ukraine has to decide for itself what kind of terms it wants to accept. We are providing them with assistance, but we are not the ones who will make the decisions about how the war ends. It's up to them to decide the fate of their country. So an American guarantee or a NATO guarantee might be something worth considering, but not if it means Ukrainian neutrality and Ukrainian disarmament or a kind of Finlandization where Ukraine loses control over its sovereignty.
No, it's ironic you use that term, Finlandization, now that Finland wants to become a member of NATO and apparently is going to be expedited on that path. I do think that part of the difficulty here is that people, until this topic came up and until this war and this invasion occurred, underestimated the importance of the Western alliance. Don't you think one of the messages to the people of the world and to the United States citizens in particular is how crucial NATO is to the future of civilization?
It absolutely is. And we see, again, in the heart of Europe, naked aggression by a dictatorship against a peace-loving, free country. And if NATO did not exist, I believe it's a great degree of certainty that Putin and the Russians would have not have stopped at the Ukrainian border, but would have gone on to try to reconstitute the Soviet Empire. So Poland, Czech Republic, Slovakia, all would be swallowed up. Hungary. NATO is absolutely critical for keeping the peace in Europe.
And again, I remember during the days of our youth, people used to talk about captive nations. Well, the captives have been freed, and have been freed by the leadership of the United States of America. And to take that triumph for our country that was achieved really on a bipartisan basis, I mean, President Truman initiated the fight, and President Eisenhower carried it on, and President Reagan and President Bush, first President Bush, all made a change in the world that gets too little appreciation. Now you can get more appreciation, putting that in context, by reading the article Moral Equivalence and Ukraine. It's linked on our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back with other fallacies and frauds on the public sphere coming up on the MedVed Show.
Sign up today for our free weekly newsletter at michaelmedved.com.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show. Sometimes I think you can look at American politics and look at the divisions between the two parties, which of course are constantly at war, and that's basically not brand new today. Some of the fighting, some of the nastiness between Republicans and Democrats may be particularly intense. But there's also sometimes the two parties do things in almost mirror image of one another. And one of the things that I think has been typical about that has been exaggerating the impact and the significance of what is going on with Twitter. I do not believe that this threatens the end of civilization as we know it, as some people on the left are saying. Some people on the right are taking the opposite point of view and trying to invest almost messianic authority in Elon Musk, who is not a perfect messenger for the conservative cause by any means, but nor is he some kind of threat to the free exchange of ideas. If anything, he is in favor of more free speech, not less free speech, and good for him. Joy Reid on MSNBC tried to associate Elon Musk with what? Well, with basically, I think what can properly be described as a racist implication that because of where he was born and raised, that he must be some kind of evil racist, to which he has given no evidence at all. This is what Joy had to say on MSNBC, clip 9.
Well, and the bottom line is, as you said, if they want, they don't want to just be in the club. They are on the, you know, they've been described as being on the outside of the culture, looking in through the glass. But they don't just want to come in. They want to come in and be able to punch people in the face and walk around and laugh about it, and not have anyone be able to stop them. The thing is, the enjoyment they get out of being in this town square is being able to harass people, being able to attack people. There was a time when people had the double hashtags around their names because they were Jewish. And right-wingers were saying, get in the oven anytime you made any benign comment on Twitter. They attacked women. The misogyny was crazy on Twitter for a while. Elon Musk, I guess he misses the old South Africa in the 80s. He wants that back.
Okay. Elon Musk is from South Africa. He was never a supporter of apartheid in any way. In fact, he... decades ago, he fled to Canada to avoid conscription in South Africa. And the idea that Elon Musk wants South African apartheid back is ridiculous and insulting and so far over the top. But that's not all. I mean, there's Chuck Schumer. and again, the idea that I think it's H.L. Mencken. In fact, I know it's H.L. Mencken, who once said that for every complex problem, there is an answer that is simple, direct, persuasive, and wrong. And the idea that right now we have a simple problem with student debt, college debt, that the president can fix with a flick of a pen, just imagine. Here is Chuck Schumer with his advocacy for this kind of sweep of financial insanity by the president of the United States. Clip 8.
President Biden's done the right thing by continuing the moratorium on student loan payments. His actions have saved millions from financial ruin during the COVID crisis. But borrowers don't just need their debts paused. They need them erased. These extensions have been crucial, but borrowers can indefinitely plan out their financial futures 3 months at a time with the fear hanging over them that payments will resume down the line. With the flick of a pen, President Biden could provide millions upon millions of student loan borrowers a new lease on life. And he can do it without congressional action, because we know so many of our colleagues on the other side of the aisle are opposed to it.
Okay, this is crazy. Again, there's all kinds of debt in the United States. Sometimes people go deeply into debt to buy homes. That was part of the problem that caused the market to crash back in 2008. People had taken out debt that they couldn't afford. And nobody talked about the president with a flick of a pen saying that some of those even federally backed loans would just be forgiven. People take out loans to start businesses and create jobs and to build the economy. But if you don't make your payments on those loans, people don't talk about a political move to try to wipe out what you owe. This is one of those insane things where I'm actually proud to be a Republican and to see Republicans all across the ideological spectrum saying, no, you cannot do this. First of all, these very wealthy universities already receive so much government support in so many other phases to allow students to go on overpaying and paying more than it's worth and just erasing this kind of debt. How does that make sense or fairness? And Biden said today on NBC that, yeah, he's considering student debt forgiveness, but it would be less than $50,000. Well, thank heaven, $50,000, if you figure it out, it comes to $12,000, $12,500 a year for a four-year college degree. And some of this debt forgiveness, a great deal of it, would go to people who never completed their degrees. Here is what President Biden said earlier today. Listen.
Majority Leader Schumer said yesterday that you're, quote, getting closer to using executive authority to cancel up to $50,000 in student loan debt. Can you confirm that? What exactly are you looking plan to do here in the coming?
You mean my spokesman said that?
Majority Leader Schumer.
Look, number one, one first thing we did was reform the system that was in place that didn't work for anybody, that allowed people to write off debt if they engaged in public service. We have almost 1,785,000, don't hold me the exact number, I'll get the number, 700 and some thousand have had debt forgiven, their whole debt forgiven because of their work, working in either as teachers or other means by which they qualify. And we continue to make that easier. Secondly, I am considering dealing with some debt reduction. I am not considering $50,000 debt reduction, but I'm in the process of taking a hard look at whether or not there will be additional debt forgiveness, and I'll have an answer on that in the next couple weeks.
Now, of course, this program of having debt forgiven if you engage in public service, we have a GI Bill that's involved in military, but in terms of public service, like teaching and social work, that's been around since the Obama administration. And what a ripoff to people who took advantage of that and shaped their lives according to it, if now you just forgive the debt for everybody and for no purpose. We'll be right back.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is continuing to testify before the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee on Thursday about how the DHS plans to address border security. Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert asks how many illegal immigrants it will take for the southern border situation to be considered an invasion.
It says the federal government is going to keep the states free from invasion. That hadn't happened.
Some Republicans are calling on Secretary Mayorkas to resign over allegations that he has not enforced border laws. Secretary of Mayorkas contends the DHS is effectively managing the southern border. President Biden is using the excuse technical factors for the nation's economy shrinking in the first 3 months of the year. GDP growth declined by 1.4% during the first quarter. USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's actually a brilliant connection, and I don't want to take any credit for it because it's all Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, and boy, is he ever right. One of the things that sparked the Tea Party movement was this whole idea of people who were struggling to pay their mortgage every month, to keep their credit solid, to be solid citizens, to do the right thing, which is if you borrow money, you pay it off. During the first stages of the economic collapse, 2008-2009, there were serious suggestions about the government stepping in and paying people's mortgages for them because they couldn't afford it. They took out loans on houses that they had no chance of paying back. And it was a ridiculous situation. The government had actually helped them do that to try to encourage more housing ownership. Same way the government had tried to encourage more college education by allowing people to take out loans that they really had very little chance of paying back based upon their own future prospects. And one of the things that happened is in the middle of that debate, the Tea Party began against the idea of just favoring people who may have been personally irresponsible and didn't want to take responsibility for their own loans. And Rick Santelli, who was a commentator on CNBC, spoke from the floor of the stock exchange, and he did an epic rant. I mean, it's really very classic. And you have to go back to hear it. It's February 19th, 2009, and speaking about the idea of the federal government providing mortgage relief for people, selected people, Rick Santelli sounded like this.
You know, the government is promoting bad behavior because we certainly don't want to put stimulus forth and give people a whopping $8 or $10 in their check and think that they ought to save it. And in terms of modifications, I'll tell you what, I have an idea. You know, the new administration's big on computers and technology. How about this, President and new administration? Why don't you put up a website to have people vote on the internet as a referendum to see if we really want to subsidize the losers' mortgages, or would we like to at least buy cars and buy houses in foreclosure and give them to people that might have a chance to actually prosper down the road and reward people that could carry the water instead of drink the water?
Hey, Rick,
that's a novel idea.
Hey, Rick, can you...
What?
They're like putty in your hands. Did you hear?
No, they're not, Joe. They're not like putty in our hands. This is America. How many of you people want to pay for your neighbor's mortgage that has an extra bathroom and can't pay their bills? Raise their hand.
How about we all?
President Obama, are you listening?
Okay, again, that was brilliant. Somebody ought to play it for the guy who was vice president at that time, Joe Biden, who is president now. President Biden, are you listening? Because, listen, for among people who have made real sacrifices to enable themselves or to enable their children to attend college or university, to then hear about people who take out gigantic loans up to $50,000. I was relieved to hear the president said, no, he was talking about loan forgiveness, student debt forgiveness, less than 50. The point of all this is just pure political pandering, and it does nothing to help make college more affordable for the great majority of Americans. Here's South Dakota Senator John Thune, who I actually think, if this race opens up, and it might, is a potential very serious candidate for president. He's widely respected by his colleagues, popular at home, hugely popular at home. Senator Thune said this about the debt forgiveness idea for college graduates. Listen.
We are no longer having double-digit unemployment as we did during some of the worst moments of the pandemic. In fact, our current unemployment rate is a low 3.6%. For college graduates, the unemployment rate is a staggeringly low 2%. To paraphrase the Wall Street Journal's editorial board on the subject, if student loan borrowers aren't ready to return to making payments now, they'll never be. Even the Washington Post editorialized against the president's latest extension, noting, and I quote, "What was a needed emergency measure at the start of the pandemic is no longer justified. It is hard to make an argument that college graduates are struggling right now. The unemployment rate for Americans with a bachelor's degree or higher is a mere 2%. There is a near record number of job openings," end quote. That from the Washington Post.
Okay, look, this is very, very important. And basically, do you know what it reflects? It reflects a tendency to look down on people who may have a lower educational level than you. Because the people who are favoring the idea that there should be some forgiveness of loans for college are basically saying that the only way you can have a good, successful, rewarding life in the United States is by earning a college degree. I'm a believer in college degrees. I mean, again, it's one of those things where you look at how education, in my dad's case, well, in my dad's case, earned by scholarships and by the GI Bill and others, education can transform lives. But it doesn't always. And particularly with these college loans, half the people who enroll in four-year colleges and universities do not finish, more than half. If you count within 6 years of actually beginning college, the number of people who actually earn their bachelor's degree is a far less than half. And that idea that we should keep subsidizing college for everybody, I mean, college did not help certain people. To take, for instance, Representative Eric Swalwell of California, who had this to say about his Republican colleagues. Now, does this sound educated and appropriate? It's clip 16.
Look, it's so clear that so many of my Republican colleagues, from Kevin McCarthy to Marjorie Taylor Greene and others, they don't believe in democracy, the idea that a majority wins. In fact, they are opposed to that, and they're now more comfortable with violence than they are with voting, and they were willing to use any lever of government to try and take away your vote.
Republicans believe more in violence than with voting? Is that outrageous? It seems to me that it is, but there's something else outrageous. A prominent candidate, Trump-endorsed candidate, calls for the immediate arrest of a prominent government official. Which one? And what's the basis for that arrest? We will get to that coming up. We will also take a look at the idea of blaming your own horrible behavior on homophobia. Really? That make a great deal of sense? This in another flight that goes wrong. And speaking of things going wrong, a group of homeless activists who themselves claim to be homeless commit an assault, vandalism, against a government facility. Why? They say to respond to camp removals, to sweeps of homeless encampments, which, again, had been promised, discussed, voted for. We will get to that and to much more coming up on The Michael Medved Show. More coming up. Your calls, if you want to, 1-800-955-1776.
Sign up today for our free weekly newsletter at michaelmedved.com.
Several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics, the life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Medved show, there are a series of stories that indicate basically that elements, not the whole country, but there are elements of America that are just completely losing their minds. I mean, beyond belief losing their minds. There is this story from the Charlotte News and Observer, and a man flying first class said his homophobia may have ignited his temper that led him to attack a Delta Airlines flight attendant for refusing to serve him a second alcoholic drink. He told FBI agents the flight attendant was homosexual and that this made him uncomfortable. Christopher Alexander Morgan of Arizona is accused of assaulting the flight attendant by hitting him in the chest with an airplane telephone and hurling homophobic slurs at him over the refusal of the drink. Think a little bit of anger management might be in order. Morgan denied hitting the flight attendant with a phone, but told authorities he is homophobic. The ordeal began when Morgan was found reclining his seat all the way back and refused to put on his seatbelt before takeoff. Okay, at that point, he should have been thrown off the plane. He didn't listen when the victim flight attendant and another told him to buckle up and bring his seat upright. During the flight, Morgan ordered and was given an alcoholic beverage before he asked for a second one. However, the flight attendant offered him a non-alcoholic drink instead, which angered him. Well, of course. Then the flight attendant grabbed a telephone aboard the flight to notify the captain of Morgan's actions. Morgan called the flight attendant the F word and a queer and threw a glass of ice at them in response. Then Morgan hit the flight attendant in the chest with a phone and called him more homophobic slurs. Delta Flight 2908 on April 22nd from Atlanta to Phoenix was met on arrival by law enforcement following a reported incident involving a customer on board, a Delta spokesman told McClatchy News in a statement. Morgan told the FBI this got up to the FBI, that he is homophobic, and it is possible he could have been intimidating the flight attendants during an interview, according to the complaint. He said he called the flight attendant a queer, but denied attacking him. Okay, here's the kicker on this. Morgan is charged with interfering with a flight crew member on an aircraft. He could potentially face a maximum sentence of up to 20 years in prison. Yeah, let's try, I know this was a Delta flight, but let's try the United Way of friendly skies, can we? And speaking of friendly skies, there's also this, Carrie Lake is a former TV newswoman who is running for governor of Arizona, and she is endorsed by President Trump, but she has an endorsement of her own that she just issued in a campaign appearance. An endorsement for ivermectin as a treatment for COVID-19. Listen.
To buy ivermectin and find somebody who can prescribe it to us and then beg a pharmacist to give it to us. It works like Matt. I've taken it. It's a wonder drug. And it's outrageous they kept that from us. And it was Anthony Fauci who kept that from us. I'm encouraging any lawman here, and I'm talking sheriffs, I don't think it'll happen in Maricopa County, but I'm looking for someone tough like maybe Sheriff Lamb, to issue a warrant for Anthony Fauci's arrest out of Arizona.
Okay, and what are we arresting Dr. Fauci for? For not recommending ivermectin? I guess not. Let us go quickly to Tom in Glendora, California. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Very good, Michael. Great to talk to you after all this time. Hope your grandkids are doing well. Mine are, and I hope yours are.
And thank you so much. We have a fifth on the way, so that's great.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I know time is limited. I'll get right to the point here. I've never seen the world in such a state in my long 76 years where it's always been good versus evil, good God to evil Satan. This country's been a sterling example of good for the most part, with the egregious exception of slavery. Your book is great, Kind God, Our God-Based Faith to the Goodness of This Country, and with all the pandemic of evil, Vladimir Putin, North Korea, the cancel culture, the woke culture, sexualizing our kids in the school, I'll run out of time. What we've got to do as great Judeo-Christian patriots is go back to God, pray daily, and work actively, very, very strongly but kindly, to bring back the sense of faith and freedom and humility and forgiveness and redemption that is the core of our being as a nation. You're great in your books in promoting that, and I'm afraid if we don't, Michael, we will lose the best nation God ever created, as you would say, on this good green earth. And we've
Tom, it's beautifully said, and I agree with every word. I agree with you entirely, and I'll just supplement it a little bit, because the very essence of the prayer that you're talking about, the essence of prayer for Jews, for Christians, for people who pray regularly, is gratitude. And it means recognizing that we have reasons to be grateful. First thing you say in the morning in Jewish law, in Jewish tradition, is thank you, God. It's Moda Ani, I thank you. And thank you, God, for giving me back my soul from sleep and giving me this day. And yes, we should make the best of it. Appreciate your call, Tom, and good luck to you and blessings on your grandchildren. Okay, we have, in terms of blessings, to say it's a blessing might be going too far, but there's a fairly enjoyable animated movie out there that can appeal to a wide audience. It's about a group of creatures, non-human creatures, who form a criminal gang involving the governor of California, a criminal gang of animals. The movie's called The Bad Guys. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
A criminal gang of art thieves and bank robbers takes advantage of the fact that they're all scary animals, including a wolf, a snake, a piranha, a shark, and more, reveling in their designation as the bad guys. A new animated feature from DreamWorks now playing in theaters.
You ever wonder what it'd be like if the world wasn't scared of us?
You villains, you need a makeover.
That's a guinea pig professor who's a famous apostle of goodness who works with the governor of California, secretly a tough gal superhero, to try to transform the bad guys into good guys despite their identification as members of unpopular species. It's amusing, handsomely animated, and endearingly silly with vocal talent including Sam Rockwell, Marc Maron, and Awkwafina. This is no classic, but certainly entertaining enough that it's likely there will be sequels, as there were with the books that inspired it. 2.5 stars for the loony but likable and PG-rated The Bad Guys. And speaking of bad guys, in an apparent comment on homeless encampment clearings in the city, a Seattle Parks and Recreation building was vandalized severely over the weekend with a message to the city, "You sweep, we strike." The building in South Lake Union was vandalized sometime between Saturday night and Sunday morning. Several windows were broken, cars damaged, and there was graffiti sprayed on the outside walls, a spokesman commented. The graffiti said, "You sweep, we strike." In other words, in order to, because the law has been actually enforced and public parks have been cleared, you're going to attack the bureaucrats who are putting into practice the determination of Mayor Harrell, and good for him that he would actually expedite and move up the homeless sweeps of homeless encampments. I think it's appalling. And the idea that you turn to vandalism to try to make your point of compassion, how pathetic. Speaking of how pathetic, the Tony Awards have announced a brand new rule. They're going to be banning something that actually enlivened the Oscars last time. What is it? We'll tell you. Also, how has the American middle class changed in 50 years? Not the way you think, not the way you think at all. And we'll also be looking at big new movies, including Liam Neeson with as a compassionate hitman with memory problems, and Ava Longoria as a harried career woman who's trying to unplug from her devices. That and more in this greatest nation.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.